Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Birth Experience with Labor Nurse Mama. I'm Trish, your favorite, hopefully, birth coach and online labor and delivery nurse. Today, we're going to be talking about some unconventional-ish, but really effective methods for coping with the labor pain. These techniques are rooted in science, and they can make your birthing experience more manageable and even more empowering. So let's get started. Just note that this was an Instagram Live, so I may talk to the audience or answer some questions, so ignore that if you can. All right, let's go. We're going to be diving into some unconventional pain coping tools, but these are highly effective pain coping tools or methods, what have you. So if you have a comb, grab a comb, because I'm going to be talking about the comb method. The comb method utilizes what is called the gate theory for pain relief. And the gate theory is pretty simple, basic pain theory. And what it is, the gate theory of pain suggests that our nervous system can only process so much sensory information or pain information at once. If it can only process a limited amount of sensory information, then we want to introduce a different sensation when we're experiencing the pain of labor. So you can use a comb in a couple different ways. I have seen patients where they squeeze the comb in their hand while they're doing it. I've also seen patients that take it and literally comb the palm of their hand while they breathe in and breathe out. So the point of the comb is that it just introduces a different sensation. You can even do it on your thighs. I have seen mamas take something and repetitively rub with strong sensation on their thighs. So if we were going to practice the gate theory using the comb, what I want you guys to do, if you have a comb, is to take it, find a comfortable place to sit or lay down. So go ahead, if you can, sit down, lay down. I want you to take a nice deep breath in. We call this your cleansing breath. Take a nice deep breath in and then exhale slowly. So you're going to take it in for 2 to 3, and exhale for 4 to 5. So let's do it together. Ready? In, 2, 3, and then exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. And that is called it's a J breathing or an up-down breathing or whatever you want to call it. Everybody calls it something different. But that can actually reset your mind and your anxiety. It can slow down that panic, which is really important during labor. So you've taken your nice deep breath in, you exhaled slowly. So now what I want you to do is take the comb and I want you to slowly stroke your hand. Now you're gonna wanna put gentle but firm pressure so that it feels, it's a really weird feeling. You can even do it on your forearm. You can squeeze it, whatever you want. You want the prongs in though, or whatever they're called. I don't know, the teeth of the comb in if you're gonna squeeze it. So choose the way that you're gonna do that. And I want you to focus on that sensation, right? It takes over and it distracts your mind. So when you feel those contractions starting to go up, the waves rising, you're going to start taking your deep breaths in. So we're going to do it together. You're going to breathe in, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 4, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now to do that breathing, you have to practice it, but it distracts your mind and it replaces that sensation. When you need distraction and relief from your contractions, you can try the comb trick. Now, if you're not pregnant yet, or you are pregnant and maybe you're experiencing pelvic pain or something, try that for a distraction method. All right, my number two is visualization. So visualization is really powerful, really powerful. And I use this a lot in different areas of my life. I also use this with my son to help him if he's getting fearful of something, of a new event or meeting new people. So visualization basically involves creating mental images or scenarios, if you will, that help you relax and feel more in control. It's like daydreaming or having a dream, but it's purposeful when it comes to labor. So visualization can actually reduce anxiety and your perception of the pain of labor. And that's where the power comes in. So what we do is we practice this inside of Calm Mama Society and with our students, our Calm Labor Confident Birth students, and we help them visualize a serene, a peaceful place that's safe to them. So I'm a Florida girl, born and raised in Florida. So the beach is my place. That is my place. I have one of my students, Haley. Hers was going, and Haley, if you're listening, I'm probably wrong, but fly fishing or something to that effect. So when you visualize a serene and safe place for you during labor, your brain releases endorphins. Those are natural pain relievers. So using visualization, whether it's visualizing a peaceful place that you love or even visualizing your cervix opening and your baby lowering and your baby coming out, you can even sit and visualize the actual birth. What does it feel like? How are you feeling? How do you feel about what you just accomplished? How do you feel about this baby being laid on your chest or whatever it is you're visualizing? So one of the things we do inside my birth class is I have a section where I have my mamas visualize their birth that they want, their dream birth with no negativity, no fear that this might not happen, exactly how they want it. And then they write it down, the narrative, and then we talk about the steps to get there because you can't just have a perfect birth and wing it. Promise you on that one. So when we're using visualization, I want you guys right now to make a mental note of what is your spot? Where is your safe place? Is it sitting on your back deck with a cup of tea, with your feet up, watching deer out front, out back, or whatever it is? I'm just making things up right now. Is it going to the beach? For me, it's the beach. So when I visualize the beach, and I do this sometimes when I'm really stressed out, you guys, like really anxious. And I know a lot of you guys, if you're new here, you don't know this, but a lot of you guys know that my family's been going through a lot. And so September was an exceptionally difficult month for me. And so I used a lot of these techniques that I am teaching you guys and teaching my students. So let's talk about visualization. I want you right now, in your head, out loud, you can say, Trish, this is mine, whatever. Type it in the comments. But I want to know, what is your safe place? And of course, my dog is barking. Oh, Remy, she's rotten. Okay, Remy, we can't be peaceful with the dog barking. Goodness gracious. I've got a family that has stopped right outside my door, and my dog is not digging that at all. Okay, back to peaceful place. All right, so I want you to think about your peaceful place. Is it the beach? Is it the mountains? Is it a cabin in the winter with a fire going? Whatever it is, I want you to visualize it. Close your eyes now. Ready? If I'm talking about the beach, which is my place, I would close my eyes and I'm going to visualize the beach. And I know exactly which beach I would go to. I grew up in Clearwater. I love St. Pete Beach. So peaceful to me. It's not a touristy beach. A lot of older people, not a bunch of tourists. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to imagine myself walking from the boardwalk into the white sand. I can feel it on my toes. I can hear the water. I can hear the waves. I can feel the sun. It's warm on my skin. And I can breathe in that smell, that beach smell, right? And as I breathe in that smell, I'm going to breathe out and let go of the tension with each breath. So I want you guys to visualize your peaceful place, your safe place, your ideal place that you want to be. And with each breath, let go of the tension. So you're going to breathe in peace, breathe out tension, breathe out control, breathe out the fear. And that's going to be what you're going to practice when it comes to visualization. And I would practice it now while you're pregnant so that it just becomes this natural second skin for you when you're in labor. Visualization is a seriously powerful tool to have in your labor tool bag. Okay, so number three is affirmations. Now you're probably like, you're going to tell me that affirmations going to help me deal with pain? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That is a definitive yes. I have seen a mama completely out of control and just dying of the pain of labor. And I say that in quotes because she's not, but she thinks she is. And her birth coach or me or her doula gets right up to her, gets into her little space and says, "You are doing amazing." And everything changes. You can see the tension drop. You can see her pain just from the power of positive words. Affirmations can completely shift your mindset. And if you follow me or you're one of my students or you've been to one of my classes, then you know that your mindset is 90% of your labor experience. If you can shift your mindset and bring about a sense of calm and control, then your perception of how bad the pain of labor is completely changes. So I want you to think about your affirmations. These are short, positive statements that you can repeat to yourself or your coach or your nurse or your doula or your partner, whoever can repeat to you that help you reframe your thought, get rid of the negative narrative, and create a more positive and confident mindset. So let's talk about a few examples. So examples of affirmations, and we have a freebie download, I think. Let me see if Stacy can remind me what it is. We have a freebie download of birth affirmations. So they could be, "My body is designed for this. My body is capable. I am strong. I am powerful. Each contraction brings me closer to the prize." What is the prize, ladies? So we could say, "Each contraction brings me to my baby." These affirmations, these positive words that you speak over yourself or someone else speaks over you, replaces the fear and your doubt in your capabilities, your doubt in your body, your doubt in the process, whatever it is, and replaces it with confidence and strength. There is so much power in words. And learn that now before that little baby comes out. Because being a parent, you need to use powerful words to affirm your babies. So let's practice an affirmation together, okay? We've practiced using the comb and the gate control. We've practiced using visualizations. And send me a DM. Tell us what your peaceful place is. Tell me what you think. So let's practice our affirmations. So I want you to repeat out loud. I don't care where you're sitting. Let everybody think you're crazy. It doesn't matter. I want you to repeat out loud, "I am strong. My body knows what to do." And I want you to say it with conviction. Now I want you to say, "I'm capable. I can birth this baby." Now say, "My body knows how to birth this baby. I built this baby and I can birth this baby. I am amazing. I am strong. My body is perfect. I will trust the process. I will trust my body." I want you to say these things to yourself daily. Put them on sticky notes. Put them around your mirror. Put them in your car. Put them in the kitchen. Oh, I lost connection for a second. Put them in the kitchen. Put them everywhere If I need to see something, I put it by the coffee maker and on my desk. So put it where you know you're going to see it and remind yourself every single day when you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I have to birth this baby. Oh my God, I'm so scared. How am I going to do this? What if I can't do this? What if I can't control myself? What if I can't handle the pain of labor? I want you instead to reframe that. Look at your positive affirmations. And when you feel the fear and the anxiety and the negativity and the doubt creeping up, I want you to immediately flip it on its backside and say your affirmations. This is so much power. Now, some of the other ones that I really love tapping into your subconscious. Some people call that hypnosis. Another one that I think is really powerful is having some reframing breathing techniques that are so stinking powerful. Now, if you haven't signed up for Fearless Birth Experience, make sure you sign up for Fearless Birth Experience. Anywhere on Instagram, you can comment on a post, comment on a reel, comment on a story, reply to a story, whatever you call it, with the word fearless, and we'll get you signed up. We're having our last live Fearless Birth Experience in November, I think the 6th to the 10th, and that's the last one for 2023. Then I'm not sure when we're having it again, but I'm going to teach you some more pain coping tools inside of Fearless Birth Experience. And of course, if you haven't taken a birth class, you need to jump into Calm Labor, Confident Birth course, and you are going to get so empowered, so calm, so confident. And if you upgrade to the All Access Pass that we have, you can get virtual labor support with me and two doulas so that you have us right in the palm of your hand when you're sitting in your labor room. Okay, I hope that I wanted this to be short and quick because I know y'all, you do not stick around if it's long. So go back, save this one and watch it, practice with me and shoot us a DM, shoot us a message, shoot us an email, whatever, and tell us, where's your peaceful place? And tell me what your powerful affirmation is that you're going to truly believe and speak over yourself. All right, you guys, have a fantastic day. I hope this was a really valuable lesson for you. Go into your birth with lots of tools. Do not wing your birth. All right, have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this episode where we talked about three simple labor pain coping tools that you can bring into your birth experience. If you don't have a plethora of tools, girl, you need to take Calm Labor, Confident Birth class, my powerful birth class, where I'm going to teach you so many ways to flip your mindset and how to cope with the pain of labor. Okay, I'll see you again next Friday. Bye for now.